This is Marketplace. I'm Kai Rizdahl. You know, or know of, anyway, the Billboard charts, right? The industry marker for what records or, yes, streams are the most popular. Well, Billboard has disqualified some of DJ Khaled's most recent album sales that were tied to the promotion of energy drinks, bundling it's called. Sometimes it's a concert ticket, sometimes it's a keychain or an energy drink, but sales get inflated when that's done, as does an artist's ranking in the charts. Marketplace's Erica Barris has more on those bundling deals and how the charts are drawn in this age of streaming.
The Billboard charts, which track top artists, hot songs, best-selling albums, used to be pretty straightforward. Ted Paczynski is a music professor at Indiana State University.
It was so simple back when we simply counted success or gauged success by how many albums were, quote, sold. Physical product made it so much easier. But boy, with digital delivery,
it's a bit more complicated. Now the charts use a formula that includes those physical album sales and on-demand plays from places like Spotify and Apple Music and program plays from apps like Pandora and Slacker Radio. Different types of plays are weighed in the formula differently. And to make it more complicated, bundling has become part of the equation. Musicology. It started in 2004 when Prince bundled ticket sales for his Musicology tour with downloads of the album. But now, says Imran Farooqi, who teaches entertainment law at Syracuse University,
now downloads can be bundled with a whole lot more products because all you need is a code.
In 2012, Taylor Swift partnered with Papa John's Pizza to sell her album with a large pie. Jay-Z had a similar deal with Samsung Galaxy phones. These sorts of bundles have become standard among top artists.
It really is sort of, you know, a cheaper version of PR and marketing.
But then it can skew the charts and make a band or artist seem more popular than they are. Billboard says it is reviewing its rules regarding how it counts albums bundled with merchandise. Jeff Mayfield, a former Billboard chart director, says it raises the question.
Does this really reflect the consumer's want?
DJ Khaled!
As for DJ Khaled, even though some of his record sales may have been disqualified, he's still hanging near the top of the Billboard 200 chart. I'm Erica Barris for Marketplace.